from Northern California. It's the Pen Pals.buzz Prison Pen Pal Podcast. Hear real stories from real inmates who want to write to you. Now, here's your host, Big Steve.
So we're here with incarcerated author and fitness coach, world-renowned fitness coach, Jason Kurtz. And we're calling this podcast episode Jason Kurtz's Fitness and Wisdom. And I, you know, I've always been much better at the wisdom part than the fitness part.
A healthy body equals a healthy mind. And a healthy mind is better for you mentally because it will end up with less medications and less psychological problems, because exercise actually works on your brain. Your brain has got a lot of tissue in there, that a lot of neurotransmitters, and when you exercise, you actually increase the synapses, responses back and forth to each other, the connection that they have, and you actually get a healthier brain and a healthier mind, and you can think more clearly. And exercise is also beneficial for your eyes. You know, you're utilizing glycogen when you exercise. So similar to diabetes, and like a type 2 diabetic has usually like a blood sugar, rise in blood sugar when they eat and things, exercise actually helps stabilize your blood sugar. And a lot of type 2 diabetics end up with ocular problems because the blood sugar is too high, and too much blood sugar goes to your brain, it affects your eyes.
My wife sees me squinting all the time, and she keeps giving me crap, saying like, "Steven, you need to go to the eye doctor, you're blind, you know," and I'm always squinting. Maybe that's part of it. I gotta work out more.
You know, when we're born, we're given this vessel, right? Like you would, let's say, a Lamborghini, as an example for a vehicle. You get a Lamborghini, and what you're going to want to do, what do you do with a $150,000, $200,000 Lamborghini? You want to take care of it. You want to maintain it. You want to clean it. You want to get the oil changed. And, you know, when you want to do all the maintenance and tune-ups that you can with the Lamborghini, your body is that Lamborghini.
The Lamborghini, I mean, that's such a good example because I spend so much time. I don't have a Lamborghini. I have a Subaru. But I spend so much time taking care of that. I spend time, I have that little gummy stuff that you can do the interior where it sort of like sticks. It's like slime, right? And I clean the interior and I wax everything and it looks great. And then I go eat a hot fudge sundae. I mean, it's so counterintuitive that I think so many people want to take care of inanimate objects, but not their own body, which is seemingly way more important.
Yeah, exactly. It's counterproductive to clean your house but not clean your body. And, you know, just like you brush your teeth and you take a shower and you clean and bathe, you need to exercise too. That's just part of the maintenance of the body. And a lot of people don't exercise because they're not brought up to feel that that's a mandatory necessity for the body to maintain good health. But the healthiest people are the ones that exercise typically the most.
How do you know all this stuff?
Yeah, when it comes to fitness, I've been studying this since I was 11, and I've been working out since I've been 11 years old, and I've studied extensively bodybuilders, fitness, health, physiology, kinesiology, biomechanics. I worked for 15 gyms in three different
states. Calls other than properly placed attorney calls may be monitored and recorded.
I managed several gyms. I worked for fitness stores. I was certified in Valley Total Fitness. I worked for Gold's Gym. I took American Council on Exercise nutritional course and the personal training course. I have an extensive background. I've been studying this for years, so when it comes to fitness, you can pretty much ask me anything.
15 gyms, that's unbelievable. I've been to 2 gyms.
Well, here's what. Well, I've been to over 100 gyms, but one of the biggest things about fitness that I like to talk about is that when people start out with their workout routine, you know, the problem that I see and that I saw in the gyms is that people feel like they need to consume all of their exercise at one time. And people need to realize that any exercise program, whether you're a beginner or you're starting back again into exercise, you need to start really slow. You need to start with a 10 minutes every other day type of routine. It's not how much you do. It's that you do something. And you start a program slow and you do anything. 10 minutes of walking a day is super beneficial. The key to it is consistency.
Okay.
So you don't want to expect immediate results.
So back in the day, we used to watch, and I'm sure you watched too, the show The Biggest Loser. And man, I actually had nightmares of Bob, the trainer. I had nightmares of that guy for real, like yelling at me saying, work harder, run faster, you know, and it scared me. But you see that, and those guys are working out 8 hours a day until they're vomiting all over the gym equipment. But you're saying that's probably not the best way to go.
No, unfortunately, The Biggest Loser was a program that gained an audience just so people could watch a show, and it made ratings, you know, for NBC. But, you know, the reality is that you want to do the opposite of what they're doing, because these people have never either been in a workout program or it's been a long time. And so there's something called a BMR, that's basal metabolic rate.
Okay.
And your body changes slowly over time, so you can't change what you have immediately. So these people that had gained or lost so much weight within a year, they lost too much weight. Their BMR actually was pretty close to the same after a year. And so when they started to retract and rebound what they were doing, going back to eating and not exercising as much, they typically gained all their weight back, and sometimes even worse, because their metabolic rate stayed the same. The point of exercise is to make a life change so that you slowly change in increments. Never jump into it. You want to make sure that it's just really, really slow, and to the point where you don't even see much results for weeks at a time. And then every 2-3 weeks, you'll notice a little bit of change here and there, but don't ever expect immediate change.
You're saying, you know, maybe 10 minutes a day you start, and then maybe after a certain amount of days or months, you maybe go up to 20 minutes or something that's realistic for you.
Let's say, for example, your favorite meal is pizza, and you love pizza, and that's just what you love to eat all the time, but you are going to get yourself sick if you eat pizza every meal and always eat pizza, and you eat too much of it. Eventually, it becomes excessive. You no longer like the pizza. You no longer like your favorite food. You want to sort of take what you enjoy, which would be exercise, and do just a little, just enough to where you're excited to go back. You should never, anybody that's listening to this, never go to the gym or start your workout program and hate it.
Yeah.
You should do something that makes you feel good, and when it stops feeling good, then you stop and you do go back the next day or wait another day. Every workout program should feel good. So I think there's a huge misnomer in the fitness industry where people feel like, I don't want to work out because it's going to hurt and take this much time and it's going to be this painful and, oh, I just hate it. That's where you're doing too much. You want to do just enough, just like your favorite pizza. You want to have just a little bit of it so that you kind of crave it again next time. Oh, I'm going to give you a little bit now, and in a couple days, I'm going to give you another slice of pizza.
And it doesn't convince me, like, don't ever work out. Well, Jason said I shouldn't eat the pizza. It's just moderation. Everything's moderation. Now, you have the gym there at your prison. I remember when I was in prison, our gym was just horrible, and I still remember this old exercise bike. I believe it was from the 1950s. Man, it wasn't pretty looking, but I hear things have gotten better.
So what I've noticed in the state, all over our state, in the prison system, is that HSU has gotten involved with people's health because they noticed the decline in how inmates' health was and how much it was costing the health services department to fund all these health problems that inmates were having. So they started to push for better exercise equipment in the gym, better food that we eat. So when you see our department, they promote exercise. They tell people to work out. They're telling people to walk and exercise and eat right and eat better and putting them on diets and giving us better foods. We eat less red meat and we have more soy in our diets, which is actually plant-based and it's healthier for you. And there are a lot of people that really seem to be more interested in fitness because of the HSU department. And we have Nautilus equipment that's pretty much what I've seen everywhere is almost brand new Nautilus equipment.
Wow.
And pull-up bars and push-up bars. And a person out in the world, if you do not have certain equipment, push-ups, pull-ups, and squats are the basic essentials for the best exercise routine you could want.
So you don't even really need a gym if you're doing those things. And again, just doing it consistently. But it's pretty awesome that you got Nautilus equipment. And I mean, it's good for everybody. It's saving them money. It's helping the inmates be healthier and happier. That's really like a win-win and a good way to spend, a good way to invest, right?
Yeah, I think I think a lot of people in the world have a lot of excuses as to why they don't work out. And I can tell you, I heard them all. I worked in gyms. I've signed up a lot of people, and I know the excuses people have for not exercising, and the list goes on. And the reality is just doing push-ups and every other day and squats is beneficial for you, and you don't need a gym to do that, and you don't need to do a lot of them. You know, if you start out, somebody wants to start out on a routine, do 10 push-ups every other day. And then people might think that's not enough, but that's the start, and that's not where you finish. So you begin there, and then you work your way slowly. After weeks and weeks and months, you can work your way up a little bit more and then create a maintenance program.
Right.
And so the whole point of it is that any type of activity above what you're doing is beneficial, as long as you don't overdo it. You know, there's another thing called overtraining, where people do too much. Just like eating too much pizza can make you feel sick, doing too much exercise can also make you sick and not inspire you to want to do more. So that's the whole point of it, do it just a little bit. When we get excited about wanting to start a new program, the point isn't to go out and do hours and hours of exercise because, you know, you think that that's how you start and that you'll have to do that every day. No, you want to go out and say, okay, today I'm going to walk for 10 minutes, or today I'm going to do 10 push-ups. I'm going to start really, really slow. And don't put all that pressure on yourself mm-hmm. to be Mr. Fitness within a week.
Yeah,
you know, because it takes time to get these types of results. You know, you got to think about it in terms of how you're going to look next year.
Right.
Next year, maybe I'm going to look a little more like Superman. Tomorrow, I'm not going to, you know. Tomorrow, I'm going to just feel like a normal person that had maybe a little bit sore from something I did. You know, I'm not going to try and put myself into expectations that are too high.
So, I always remind myself, like with when I start dieting, like, hey, it took me 3 years to gain 50 pounds. You know, it took me 3 years of eating crap, and it's not going to go away tomorrow. Just because tomorrow I eat Brussels sprouts and some baked fish, I'm still going to have some more time. You just got to think of, okay, it took this much time to get to this point. It's going to take time to get back.
Yeah.
But I think the key is just the consistency and not hating what you're doing, like you said, is important. Man, we want to talk in a little bit.
Exactly.
I want to talk a little bit. Later on, we're going to go into your system you created, but can you just briefly touch on what it is? It's something that says it took you like years and years to create.
I created what's called a miracle workout.
Okay.
And it, honestly, it's on my YouTube channel, Jason Kurtz's Fitness and Wisdom YouTube, under Real Fitness Results Gone Viral. This is the workout program that took me, I mean, as long as I've been working out, I've tried every different type of workout program, and the miracle workout, what I created, was something that I legitimately tried every workout program, found this exact scientific program and routine that must be followed to the T, and it will give you miracle results. It's typically more for size and not so much strength, but size and some vascularity.
Okay.
And it's a body, definitely a bodybuilder type workout. I would say that some people could get equivalent to a anabolic steroid program on it, because you get that much growth out of it, of muscle tissue. It might not be specifically designed for somebody that is trying to be a long distance runner, but if you're into bodybuilding and muscle building, the miracle workout is it. You can find that on my YouTube channel. It's basically a 10, 20, 30 rep program, and you can Google it, and if you find it, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
That program is not anywhere else. It's from me. I designed it. I created it, and it must be followed exactly,
and
you will get the best results possible.
And absolutely free. It's not $59.99 and none of that. It's just free. You're giving that away, just being the kind gentleman that you are. Jason Kurtz. Man, we'll come right back. We're going to talk more about that and some of the other stuff you have online for people, if you'll stick around with us here.
Perfect, yeah.
Do you have a loved one that might like a pen pal? Tell them about penpals.buzz. With a penpals.buzz profile, they can exchange letters and emails with open-minded men and women worldwide. penpals.buzz.
This is the Prison Pen Pal Podcast. Interact with the Prison Pen Pal Podcast at penpals.buzz.
Man, so you got all of these tips, and I was going through all of your different social medias and websites, but YouTube has all kinds of information under Jason Kurtz Fitness and Wisdom.
Yeah. This is a great big part of this, and this is so everybody can get a chance to see what I'm talking about in my fitness experiences. I have a YouTube channel called Jason Kurtz's Fitness and Wisdom, and you can find that directly on YouTube. And then on that channel, there are videos called Jason Kurtz Gym Guy at YouTube that has fitness tips. And then there's Real Fitness Results Gone Viral at YouTube, and that's another great fitness video. And then there's Christian Workout Tips Gone Viral. And in both of those videos, you're going to see a workout called Miracle Workout. It took me over 20 years to contrive this particular type of workout, and I've tried every different style of workout. So the Miracle Workout is basically sets of 10, sets of 20, and sets of 30, and there's a lot of science behind it. But if you just go to one of those two channels videos, you're going to see the workout, and I recommend it for everybody. Everybody that hears this should try the Miracle Workout. It's legitimately a miraculous result, and it's better than anything I've seen and done and experienced before in my 30-plus years of exercising. And exactly that will give you miracle results. I also have a TikTok channel called J. Kurtz Fitness and Wisdom, and that's just the letter J, and then K-U-R-T-Z, Fitness and Wisdom, no spaces, at TikTok. And that's a channel that has a couple videos on there as well with Jason Kurtz Gym Guy at TikTok. And for the YouTube channel, if you can subscribe, you'll see more content coming, and there's a bunch of videos. There's like 10 videos on there, and there's two other podcasts that describe books that I have, and my fitness tips and my miracle workout are in several of my books that I have for sale on those sites. I also have a bio link, jasonkurtz.bio.link, and you can go directly to that page, and you can see my podcast, see my videos, you can see my channels, you can see my Facebook page, you can see my Instagram page.
Man, there's so much good stuff. I'm just looking at one little page here. I mean, it says things like, see large goals, write them down, then set mini goals as you hit each large goal. So you created, it took you 20 years?
This is the genuine article. This work, look, I'm a diehard, dedicated fitness guru. And in prison all these years, I've tried every type of workout, high reps, low reps, several days off, 3 days a week, 4 days a week. I've tried everything you can think of, fast sets, slow sets, fast reps, high volume, low volume, high intensity. I've tried everything possible. Like, I legitimately wrote down, I tried everything.
Everything.
And this miracle workout, it's unbelievable the results you get, and they're fairly quick. Within a week or two, you start to notice them, and those results are amazing. I mean, it's muscle, it's size. You look better, you feel better. You just get amazing results, and you're going to feel better just walking around in general. You're going to feel fitter and healthier and better. I will put my miracle workout against anybody else's exercise routine as far as bodybuilding goes, and that's sans steroids. So this is something that you don't need to have anabolic steroids to take. We'll get the results similar to anabolic steroids. And there's a scientific reason behind it.
People don't even need to buy this. I mean, this is just free, right? I mean,
absolutely free. It's included on my, you can see it on my videos.
When you hear free these days, I mean, nothing is free anymore. And even when they tell you things are free, then they always add on, just pay shipping and handling, or just pay the processing fee, or just return it within 30 days and you won't be charged. So this is like legit free, and this could turn your body and your life around just by hitting up Jason Kurtz's Fitness and Wisdom.
I challenge anybody to try this routine, check it out, get the results, and you're going to see that it's free and that it was something you didn't have to pay for. I technically could write a book about it and try and charge people and describe how many routines I experienced just to get to that point. and the results that I got. But you know what? Why? Why not just help people and show people that what I took me years to figure out, let other people experience it? Because I love fitness, and I love the fact that other people, I can help through informing people of what I learned through years of training.
You worked at, let's reiterate, so you worked at 15 different gyms, and you were running a lot of these gyms, right? You were the main man.
That's correct. I've worked for Gold's Gym. I've worked for Lifestyle Family Fitness. I worked for Wisconsin Health and Fitness, Wisconsin Athletic Club. I worked for Fitness Experience, which sold fitness equipment. So this is something that I've dedicated my entire career and my life to, and I've been working out since I've been 11 years old. So, you know, 30-plus years I've been dedicated into fitness. I'm in prison because of a supplement that I was associated with, which is part of the fitness industry as well.
Man, you're making the most of it with all this. This is really good stuff. I have something I've been dying to ask, just out of my curiosity, and I mean, people can go to your pinpals.buzz profile and see you're a fit guy. There's also like there's close up pictures of your muscles. I mean, I've seen the, you're flexing and people can see that and be like, oh my God, this guy's the real deal. It's not like if I were promoting fitness. I just got this promo for this poker. This guy was selling a poker system for how to make big money. We looked this guy up, and 20 years he's made only $7,000 in tournament winnings. This guy, and then when we look further, he's like a digital marketer. That's what he does. He knows probably little to nothing about poker, but he's selling the system. Jason Kurtz here, he's the real deal.
I live this, and I live fitness, and I love fitness, and that's why I wanted to get in touch with you and do this.
Yeah, this is great. When I was locked up, man, a big thing, all the guys would spend like tons of money on the whey protein powder. That was like the thing to get if you were like working out. How important is that? Is that something that people should incorporate or not? What's your thoughts on that?
I count amino acids. You know, amino acids are better than protein. Amino acids are protein that's already broken down. So when you consume protein in the sources of whey or soy or egg or whatever powder that you use, your body's kidneys have to break that protein down and then into amino acids that's delivered to the muscle tissue, and then at the site of the damaged muscle tissue, it rebuilds into protein. So your body has to break down protein into amino acids. So the best option, and people tout whey and certain types of proteins that are fast digesting, but the best option is amino acids, because that's the source of protein, and it's immediately shuttled to the damaged muscle tissue. So when you exercise, you're tearing muscle tissue down, and your body needs to repair it, and it requires amino acids to do that, and glycogen in the form of blood sugar. So your body will shuttle the aminos to the muscle. So bypass the process of breaking the amino acids down, eliminate the protein, and go directly to consuming amino acids, and you will get a faster recovery, you'll get a faster replenishment of aminos to the muscle tissue, and you'll start that healing process much quicker than you would with any protein source. The protein sources can be okay, but they're also a selling point. They're a product of a supplement industry, which makes money off of protein, and it's very inexpensive. People don't realize how, you know, whey is just half or a portion of what milk is, and it's a very inexpensive protein source. So it's easily supplemented, and people make a lot of money on that. But if you want the best results, amino acids and maybe like electrolytes and minerals after you work out, keep it real simple. And vitamins, you know, it's good to take a multivitamin, which is beneficial. Make sure you take that with some fat, though, because there are a lot of fat-soluble vitamins that require some amount of fat to digest and be processed in your body. So it's beneficial to have a vitamin with your meal after, you know, and the best and most important, if you're exercising, there's two most important meals of the day. It's breakfast or whatever time you first eat before you work out, and your meal after you work out. When you work out sufficiently, your body requires the calories to help the process of recovery. So it's important to get your best meal in after you work out.
You mentioned the amino acids a minute ago. Is that available for you in the prison there in Wisconsin on commissary? Can you buy certain supplements that help with that?
We don't have them on our commissary, but there are vendors that we can purchase certain workout supplements from, varying from protein powders, aminos, and vitamins.
And what would you tell the guys, because we just talked to somebody the other day, and there's more and more people that they're stuck in segregation, they're stuck in a cell, they might be listening to our podcast on their secret phone that they shouldn't have, or, you know, maybe on their tablet. But what would you tell them? They're not allowed to go to the gym.
Well, you got to remember, you know, your body is basically boils down to either pushing something or pulling something. So you can pretty much work most parts of your body by pushing something away and pulling something in. And the source of push-ups, which is absolutely perfect, you can change the level of your feet. So you can put your feet on something. You can prop your feet up. You can push something, you know, if you put your feet against the wall or you do, and then you can change your hand position to close presses or wide presses. And to be honest, push-ups are all you need. Push-ups in some sort of curling motion. And I used to use personally paperwork and books and put them in a pillowcase or a bag.
Yeah. That makes sense. There's a lot of paperwork. And, you get all your legal work and you can, you know, do curls. With all my appeals, I could be doing curls for the rest of my life.
That's all you really need. And although, as long as you're not overtraining, just make sure whoever's working out that you're not overtraining. You don't want to overdo it. Don't ever exercise to the point where you're uninterested, where you feel like you're forcing it. Unless it's in the beginning of a routine, don't force anything. It should be a joyful experience. And every time I exercise, I look forward to it. So I do just enough to where I'm not overtraining, and I look forward to the next day.
And you got to remember, Mrs. Freshly is not your friend, and, you know, avoid the honey buns. No honey buns to go with the workout.
That's not entirely true. Just make sure that you do everything in moderation.
Okay.
Don't cheat yourself, because if you eliminate things that you enjoy in life, it's going to make you crave it even more, and then eventually you're going to give in. So you want to do everything in moderation. Have days and times that you have those sweets, and then make sure that you don't indulge. Don't overdo anything. Don't overdo food, or don't overdo exercise. Everything in moderation. Don't restrict yourself. If you like a Swiss roll or something, you want to have something, have a treat. But make sure that, you know, you're not overdoing anything, and always focus on your results.
It's lockdown time for Big Steve, but he'll be back soon with another edition of the PenPals.Buzz Prison Pen Pal Podcast. To be a guest on our show, email podcast@penpals.buzz or call 888-2-PENPAL. PenPals.Buzz is a division of SnapTura Inmate Services.